some thoughts about masculinity now. Tough, masculine public radio hosts. You know what I'm talking about. These are the giants of our time. You can't get more masculine than Prairie Home Companion. This American life. Gritty names like Glass, Ira, Rizdahl, Kai, Inskeep, Steve, Hockenberry. People you wouldn't want to meet in a dark alley. People who would bore you to death. Public radio voices. That's a macho that Hollywood can only dream about.
My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius, and I will have my vengeance.
Had me some money and had me some medals.
Who paid for that college education? Your mother?
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
Whatever happened to Gary Cooper? The strong, silent type.
Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns.
You make sounds like you're a mean little ass kicker. Only I ain't convinced. You keep talking, I'm going to take your head off.
Charles Bronson from Mr. Majestic. Okay, I'll admit that masculinity is a bit confused and complex in our time. Is it Lena Dunham or Adam, who's the mas macho in this little scene from Girls?
I have to go back to the party.
Okay, Hannah, stop! You're the best thing in my life. I don't know how to behave without you. I'd die if you go away.
I don't want to be with you.
You do. We laid right there in that bed a month ago, and you told me if you ever broke up with me that I shouldn't let you.
Perhaps there's no better evidence that masculinity has lost its certain clarity of the traditional days than the International Conference on Masculinities, an annual academic conference where both men and women alike gather to discuss what it means to be a man. Adam Gabbett of The Guardian, U.S., attended this year's conference. He joins us in the studio to share what he learned, how it spoke to him as a man in today's world. Adam, welcome.
Hi.
Got some beef jerky there if you want.
Fantastic. Thank you. My favorite.
Sure. So how was it? I mean,
it was a real eye-opener. I found out that, in my eyes, masculinity is in crisis. Men don't exist. Well, men do exist in the same way is the point that I found. Even men who, as one of the sessions in the conference said, even men who like My Little Pony, they're known as bronies, you would think that they might be more sensitive, more sort of into women's things. But it turns out these men are still bound by traditional masculine roles, like some of the characters you've heard there.
So there's a Charles Bronson who loves My Little Pony kind of thing. I mean, John Wayne had a doll collection, I believe.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the point that people were making in the conference is that even people who try and escape those traditional masculine things, whether it's Charles Bronson, whether it's Arnold Schwarzenegger, that kind of strong, stoic man who just, you know, lifts weights, gets the job done, comes home, doesn't talk about it. Even men who are trying to escape that by liking My Little Pony or another session in the conference by being nerds and self-describing as that, they are still subject to the same kind of hegemonic masculinity, it's called, the same sort of stereotypical manhood. They are still bound by that.
So this conference described nerds as sort of masculine dissidents attempting to escape the prison of macho?
Yes, exactly. They are.
How are they doing? Are they escaping? Are they?
They're not escaping at all.
They're oppressed,
sadly. Yeah, they're still. So these nerds, in particular, were taking part in Dagger Here, which is they dress up as characters from similar to Lord of the Rings. They've got foam swords and stuff like that, and they run around fields. But it was found that they are still basically, in the way they interact with each other, in the way they interact with women in particular, they're still just the same as, you know, the guy down the pub ordering 7 pints of Coors.
All right. So I'm just getting an impression of this conference that on the one side, there are men all over the place just weeping quietly to themselves. And then in the other rooms, there are women going, well, it wasn't like that.
No, you know, I spoke to some women there who were genuinely concerned for men.
Oh, that's so sweet of them. Yeah. That's so nice.
You know, having heard these tales, so people were doing research into men, and presenting this research, and I spoke to a couple of women afterwards, and they said, is this really what's happening with men? This sounds awful. They found out that even sort of nerds, in inverted commas, even people who like My Little Pony, they still won't talk to other men about their feelings. They still won't talk to close friends about their feelings. And they said, well, I just would call my girlfriends up and talk about how I'm feeling. Does that not happen with men?
So there could be a website for men to talk about My Little Pony, but there could never be a bar where men would go and talk about My Little Pony.
Exactly. And I think the point is that even in the bar, if you're not talking about My Little Pony, men aren't really talking about their feelings in a kind of sincere way. Maybe they are after enough pints, but they aren't really kind of expressing themselves very well.
I'm curious a little bit about the My Little Pony thing. Is that a big movement that I've just really kind of missed? My girls are into My Little Pony, but my...
It's massive, yeah. Especially there. So obviously it's aimed at girls, children, but there's bronies, as they're known, fans of My Little Pony, and they are sort of men between about 20 and 35, tend to not really be sort of your typical masculine males, but then are really into My Little Pony. And within that, there's a subset who really, really, really like My Little Pony and almost fetishize. Well, they do fetishize My Little Pony.
You're scaring me now. Adam Gabbett writes for The Guardian US. This is The Takeaway. So do women feel as though something needs to be fixed? Do men come to this conference as a way of sharing sort of cutting edge new notions of masculinity?
So a lot of the men who come to the conference are activists or researchers, therapists, that sort of thing.
I would think, yeah.
Yeah, and women do feel that something needs to be fixed, but so do the men there. One of the ways they're doing this is just by, they're exploring different ways of getting men to talk about themselves. And one of the most interesting things I heard was someone who's hosting friendship labs, where he gets some of his kind of people together who can't express themselves, some of the men, and has them talk among each other. And he's sat there as a therapist, guiding them on how to express their feelings, how to interact with friends, in some cases through the use of what he calls a feelings wheel.
Mm. I'll have some more beef jerky there.
Thank you
for coming. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, throw some ball.
Yeah. Adam Gabbett writes for The Guardian US, talking about the masculinity conference here in New York.
The Takeaway is supported by ShopKeep, a POS analytics and management system that works to help people grow their businesses. More information at ShopKeep.com.